This is the 7th of July 1995 and I'm Valentina Bold. I'm about to go and interview people at the Bentley Day Centre in Harrow, London about their memories of going to the cinema in the 1930s.
I'd be
interested to know where you were all born as
Thank
well.
I'm born in Greenford.
Right.
I was born at Blackfriars.
Right.
How about yourself?
Islington.
Islington. So it's not really the cinemas round here that you remember?
No, definitely not. Yeah. Really, the cinemas I remember more are in Chingford, when I was young, because we moved. Oh, it's very difficult because we moved a hell of a lot. Oh, you've got this on here now, haven't you? I've got to be careful what I say. We moved from Islington to the Royal Borough of Kensington, and my brother was then born there. And then we moved to a house. My father was buying a house in Cricklewood, and from there, and I was seven then, and he was knocked down and killed. And then we moved out to Chingford, and that's when all the cinemas in a way were coming up new. And
yeah,
up next
in 1934-35 they built the canal for agreements, as I say. We all went down and saw Gracie Fields,
yes.
I moved from Blackfriars to Elephant Castle when I was
They were very popular cinema.
Kilburn.
Yes. They all incorporated a great big organ, didn't they?
Absolutely. Yes. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. What was his name? Reginald Dixon.
They encouraged her to sing, didn't they?
When I think
about it, you know, they used to play sometimes to the music that was, if you've got the horses galloping, like in a Tom Mix film, they used to play the music the horses and that.
Would know more about that because it was all very sound. They had the sound on when I was and they were very pleased with it. So everything was done with sound. But my mother and father used to go to the cinema and they used to play a piano.
And one of the Odeons started up, you know. I really think there was much more pleasure in those days because they were nice things they brought on.
Do you think there were any favourite stars? I mean, what sort of stars did you like yourself?
Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers.
Bruce
Garbo. Yeah, I used to like Alice Faye. Did any of you know Alice Faye? I used to love Alice Faye.
And Robert Taylor,
he was every girl's pin-up, wasn't he? Robert Taylor. Very good looking man.
I've got
some stills with me here. You might like.
Stills.
Some stills from the films. There's one there from Top Hat.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you who I used to love was Tyrone Power.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he was my cup of tea. Although he was a short fella, he was my cup of tea.
He was lovely.
Another one was Greta Garbo.
Yes.
Roy Swanson, there was, wasn't there? Roy Swanson, yes, he was another one. Oh, yeah. And who else? Lovely one. I've got one of Joan Crawford. I mean, there was Roy Rogers, Roy Rogers, he was the cowboy, wasn't he? Yeah. And Tom Hanks, loved it as well, it was on the film. Yeah. Rita Hayworth, she was lovely. And I tell you who
I used to like. I mean, perhaps it's a bit later. James Cagney.
Yes, he was. What about the girl with the million dollar legs? I was trying to say what happened. We couldn't remember. She was married to a bandit, wasn't she?
I don't know. I forget my.
That'd be great. Yeah.
She was a short one, Mexican girl with the legs. Betty Grable, that's it, yes, Betty Grable.
There's a song about her now on. Have you heard that?
I haven't.
Yes, a pop song, Betty Grable, and it's about youngsters who got old now. You know, they're singing about how much they used to love Betty Grable.
On the telly they were, and I said to my husband, it's wonder they don't show us Betty Grable.
Yeah.
During the war. Her and her husband used to entertain. I saw them a lot when they came over and they used to go to... My mother worked in the munitions factory.
Oh, yes, yes.
When the big stars were coming, she used to take my sister and I into the canteen to watch them.
The stars, yeah.
We saw all the big band leaders that way.
Yeah.
Because we were very much the age group, like 14, you know. We liked it. That was the end of all.
Yeah. We're really and truly, I suppose we're talking about a bit later than what you want, isn't it, really?
Yes, you want.
I mean, the sort of... I mean, certainly people like Cagney I'm interested in. I mean, what was it that attracted you to a star like that, do you think?
Well, we don't know because he's a little short, fat man. He's certainly vibrant. He was wonderful. It's the same with Humphrey Bogart. I suppose it's the personality that comes out, that's what it really is.
Yeah. It is the personality, isn't it?
When Cagney danced, everybody looked. You thought he was a marvellous dancer. Yeah. Whether he was, it's yet to be seen.
Because, you see, we, in our age group, in that... We never had that kind of thing, did we?
To compare it with I mean, the first.
That children today will be taken to ballet and go dancing. But we only saw that on the films, didn't we? We didn't know anything about it.
We were very lucky in that we had a our mother was very forward-thinking. We had been to the theatre hundreds of times.
My mother used to take us to the Shepherd's Bush or the Cheesy Empire.
I remember all the old stars on the thing. And on Saturday night, we would sit behind the piano, and my mother would play the piano, and we'd all have to do a turn, as she used to say. We all did a turn, be it we got to be in cinema or not.
I keep on knocking bits off and all sorts.
Hello, Lynn.
If you just come in and get you a chair.
Hello.
Just stand there a
minute, please. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, Jess.
Hello.
Good morning.
My name's Val.
Val?
Yeah.
Yes.
Val Dunigan.
Afraid not. Changed a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, because Tracy, they were tall, you know.
Well, not too tall ones,
but...
Did you move
over?
Yes.
We were all that high.
I hope there's not a fire.
That's one too long. Well, I'm nearest the door.
Is that my bag? Sorry.
Because I'm very heavy.
You're heavy, darling.
Well, I'm dead weight, you see.
Oh.
I can't move at all.
Are you in a wheelchair, love?
Yes.
Oh, well, we'll get you out first if there's a car. You promised up, yeah.
Well, there's a window over there.
And the worst part is that the arms don't go over. People say, hang on to this, and I can't.
Yeah. Have you met Pat?
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. There's a picture of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, a poster that used to go in that sad cinema.
I came to Harrow in 1934 with my mother.
Can I ask how old you are, Lynn? What year you were born in?
What year was I born? 1911.
That's great. And what was it that brought you to Harrow in the first place? Was it?
Well, we lived in Fulham.
Yeah.
And Mum had, you know, like they used to have the big three-storey houses and whatnot, and she used to let out a couple of flats. Anyway, then my brother got married, and that left Mum and I at home on our own.
I see.
And he said, why don't you come down to Harrow? They were buying a house. Harrow was only just being...
I thought that
was
Railway.
Built on, you know, it was used to come there years ago to Harrow and Sunbury to Sunday school outings. It was the country there. Anyway, he got married and bought a house there, and then, you know, we were just left on our own, Mum and I. And he said, "Well, why don't you come and live near us?" Which we did, and still got the same house, and so is my sister-in-law, opposite one another.
Right.
But my son lives in the house now.
I see.
And I just live around the corner from him in the bungalow.
Yeah. So you remember the cinemas in Harrow in the
30s? Yeah, the Dominion. We used to go to the Dominion and the Granada. And
pretty
much
that.
And the Odeon in the South Harrow.
He was born in the evening.
Ah. Dad. Because I did bring along... I was
in Rainer's Lane.
Beg one?
Rainer's Lane, that one.
No, the Odeon in South Harrow. Opposite the Sainsbury's, but it used to be there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now Tesco. That was a long while ago.
Yeah, got rid of that.
I don't know what they did with the playhouse. I think they missed out doing that with the cinemas. Don't you? They were good somewhere to meet.
Oh, yeah.
I brought some pictures of the cinemas in Harrow, because obviously I didn't know that everyone would come from different places, but...
I wouldn't know Harrow. I don't know whether they're in the 30s now.
I mean, I've got some here.
I can't see very well.
I see.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah, there was an Odeon in South Harrow.
Yes.
That's right.
Look,
yeah, I don't know.
They see
films.
Jessie Matthews opening the Granada.
Oh, because she used to live in Hatch End, Jessie Matthews.
Oh, yeah. Granada Harrow. They did the one of Greenfield as well. Yeah. She did. So I'm not telling you a lie, it was
1938. Yes, yeah. This is
Jessie Matthews.
Gracie Fields opened the Granada at Greenford. We went and saw it.
I don't know that. Living in Harrow and where, I don't know Greenford very much.
Yeah.
That's Sudbury, isn't it?
It used to
that
be
way.
A real village in those days.
Yeah.
Really village.
That's right.
My auntie did in Eastcote.
Right.
We used to walk from Greenford to Eastcote on Sunday to a tea. We walked across the fields.
We were talking about some of the stars before you came in just now, Lynn, and folk like Cagney and...
Spencer Tracy.
Mickey Rooney.
Oh, yes.
I mean, did you have any favourite stars yourself?
A while ago, wasn't it?
I can remember my favourite Lynn, think of yours.
We had a vote for Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers as well.
I always
did.
You
like
to have my sister.
Yeah, but
you Richard.
It was a story going about
Rob Taylor.
He never spoke to
But you know what I'm going to say now? To us then, I think they were all nice.
Yeah,
they were all nice looking.
Yeah, this is exactly what I said, you see, and their personalities came over. That's what I said.
More so than now. I mean, the films and that don't do anything for me whatsoever now.
Well, I never see a film these days.
No, but I mean, I've got it on the telly and I can see a little bit.
My young daughter loves those films.
But they did used to be lovely years ago.
It was something, you know, it's all going to end happily ever after.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, you know, there was happiness at the end.
Yes.
There wasn't all this gunning and mashing
And even as I was saying to Val, when you used to go to cowboys and Indians when you were young, they weren't vicious, were they?
No,
they were the goodies and the baddies.
Well, yes. All the nitty gritty.
Now everything's got so vicious now compared to what it used to be.
Because I think so.
Some days I used to, mostly Sunday afternoons, it was then, you know, we used to go for a walk up Harrow on the hill around the school up there, because I lived down the bottom of the hill just close to it. So we used to have a walk up there and see all the boys out in their tailed coats and their straw yarn hats. And we used to laugh because, you know, I always say, well, boys will be boys. They look right tatty, some of them, and I think some of them still do, but I've not been up there for years.
Yeah.
But they used to have their straw boaters on, you know, and all the edges were nibbled as though the nanny goes out of the nipple. And the trousers, you know, were all in tatters around the bottoms. But that's where we used to go Sunday afternoons for a walk up the hill, but round the
school.
But
I don't think we could have gone to the cinema on the Sunday.
No, the cinemas weren't
open on Sunday.
I don't think it did. In any case, my mother wouldn't have allowed it.
Yeah.
And it was 9 minutes in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I used to go some afternoons, not in Harrow, as when I was in Wembley and I was home, you know, my husband was at work all day, but sometimes in the afternoon I'd go along with the pictures. 9 minutes.
Yeah.
I can remember as kids it was 6 minutes. What did you used to call it?
Tanner.
Oh, I know, no, but I mean, what did you used to call the Saturday morning cinema?
No.
There was
I don't know.
I mean, I know we used to call the flicks. We're going to the flicks.
Yeah.
But I mean, there was something, you know, there was a name. There was a name for the Tapney Rush or something.
Actually, something I was wanting to ask you about was, I'd heard that some of the cinemas ran a cinema bus. I think it was, there was one in Harrow, I know, the Cosy, was it, on the hill, that had a cinema bus?
I don't know. Yeah. I know there was something up, I wouldn't know. No, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No.
I just wondered if that was something
no,
that you've
no.
come across.
No.
I have heard of it, but I didn't actually. A bus that used to pick up and take people to the Cosy bus.
We didn't have to go
really
anymore.
I have heard of it.
We weren't allowed to go.
No,
just the war.
Yeah.
Are you doing what do you do in your project for?
Well, I work at Glasgow University.
Yeah.
And we're doing this project over 2 years.
I see.
And we're talking to people in various places, in Harrow, in Glasgow, East Anglia, and Manchester.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And the idea is at the end of it, we'll have an idea of things like if there were particular stars popular in different different types of films, per se.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Gary Cooper and Gregory Peck, and they were all very charming.
With Sonia Henie.
Oh, she was
lovely.
Yes.
Skater.
Yes.
Skater.
Yes.
Sonia
Henie.
Yes. Lovely. Yes. And I mean, do you know, although he was a wag, I used to like Robert Mitchum.
Yes.
Oh, so did
did
I.
You? How did you know that? Yes,
yeah,
Robert
Mitchell.
Yeah, he was very handsome,
yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there were so many, and
they
were all handsome.
And good, yeah.
And
that's his wife.
Cagney, they were all nice and tall and charming, so it was a bit difficult to pick out a favourite, really.
Well, kids had Roy Rogers, and what was the other one?
Tom Mix.
Yeah, there was another one as well. They used to wear this. All the cowboy clothes with the frills
and Gene
Autry.
Gene
Autry,
yes.
Oh, yes.
Because I was thinking, I'd heard of Hoot Gibson, I think, was another one.
That was before our time.
Was that? Too young.
I'm sure. That was in the silence.
That was in the silence, yeah. I mean, what about the comedians as well? I mean, there were some good.
Oh, yes.
George
Formby,
but I was never really keen on. That sort of thing.
No, well, when you talk about comedians, are you talking like somebody like
Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the other one?
I like Charlie.
Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Yeah.
They were lovely.
They were very good.
I mean, I've got one here of Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
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 They were terrific.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
They were. I mean, if they were on, we used to make, I used to go in the afternoons
yes,
with my mum.
Yes.
We used to make a beeline if they were on,
yes.
You know, because
oh, yes.
You knew you had a good afternoon.
Yeah. So,
yes.
I mean, did you go quite often with your mother, sir?
I used to go with my mum too. We used to trot out, do you know the cattle bridge in Harrow? South Harrow, West Harrow.
I think I know where you are.
You know
yeah.
The cattle bridge
yeah.
By West Harrow Park?
Right.
Well, it used to be all cobbles, you know. So Mum and I used to, it was usually, I think, Wednesday afternoons, we used to trot over there to the embassy, which was just round the corner.
North
yeah, Alexander
right.
Avenue, North Harrow.
Yeah.
Imperial Drive, I mean.
Yes.
North Harrow, we used to go there. And so we used to do that trot over there. But in the evenings, of course, we used to go with my husband, if we went at all then,
yeah.
To the embassy, to, you know, the Harrow ones.
Yes.
Granada and the other one.
Dominion.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
It.
What were they like inside, say, the Granada?
Oh, they were nice.
They were nice. And
yes.
Yes. Very, very nice.
Carpet.
And you always got your usherette taking
yes.
You down
absolutely.
To your seat
yes.
And,
yes.
And with the torch.
And
always.
Come out
yeah.
Halfway, wouldn't you?
And there was, yes. And there was never, I tell you what I noticed today, the difference, there was never steps to go down.
No.
Were they? There was always a slope,
yeah,
a
yeah.
Gradual slope.
Yes.
And so therefore you were never actually, the person's head in front of you never got
no.
You. But today when you're disabled, you notice a lot of places
yeah.
Have got steps, haven't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
know.
Yeah, you can't get in. I just
no.
Had the dinner dance and didn't realise that place, that restaurant, that great big restaurant on the A14.
But you see, with them
so
now,
they,
I think, not that I've been there for years, but like a Granada in Harrow, whereas there used to be
go.
One cinema, a circle, and downstairs,
mm-hmm.
They've divided it up now into about three cinemas, and it's well, not the same.
Some of them
were,
yeah,
so
some
don't.
They're all
no.
Well, years ago, but
yes,
that's been
yes.
Done a long
yeah.
While ago.
Yeah.
And they were a lot sort of cramped and
one
small.
One down
yeah.
High Wycombe, it seems popular.
And they
yeah.
Always used to seem to be the manager standing in the foyer
yes,
yeah. With these dress suits, right?
Yeah,
no, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
In fact,
yeah.
I can
yes.
Remember the name of the manager of the house, Mr. Mocha, his name was.
Yeah. They were.
Well,
they were.
The manager
even
say anything
would
you
chucked
out.
The organ used to come up, you know. And,
yeah.
And
that
and
was nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You
know,
we
always.
Used to see it when he came up.
I mean, I've got one here as well of the Dominion and Harrow.
Have you did?
Yeah, yeah. I think. Did you mention
yeah.
That a minute ago?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We did
yeah.
The
yeah.
Dominion.
Yeah.
Yes. Because yeah. They have bingo there now, don't they?
Mm.
Mm. It's not a very good
no,
photo, I'm
no,
afraid.
It's
been blown
no,
up a bit.
No, it used to be very, very nice because it was just one.
Been them to a few times.
That was a, that is a very that was a large cinema, the Dominion,
cinema,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Very large.
It was a lot of Dominions. There
yes.
Wasn't there.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean,
and we used to come out. You know, if you went in the second house in the evening,
yes.
You came out about 11. At least we could walk home
exactly.
In peace.
Yes.
Even if you couldn't get a bus, you could walk home and wouldn't
yeah.
Or be afraid or anything.
Thanks. Yeah.
I think television is half about trouble. Yeah, it puts things in people's minds. They know it's a nasty thing to do.
Well, I was interested when you were saying that about the sort of stories were different
yes,
to
you feel them different.
Films that you get now.
Hmm.
It was about,
oh,
see,
yes.
In those days, Val, the way I look at it, it was about love.
I was going to say lovey-dovey
yes,
one.
Yes,
yes.
But
yes.
Nothing about sex.
No.
I mean, even in school now, it's
well,
all
you
sex.
Never saw the man
you know.
Just haze over the top, wasn't there?
Mm.
You never saw anything.
No.
Now, you know, I look up at my telly now, reckon 6 times out of 10 there's explicit sex on
mm.
My house, that's my husband. He thinks that's all I watch.
Yeah.
And I bet it's 5 seconds, you know. I turn it off and I've done no films and that I've seen half of. And he says, oh, rubbish, what is that all you've got to watch? And I say, well, you know, but it's unnecessary. And they do it at the wrong time, I mean, 6 or 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You can turn the telly off if you know it's going to be there, if you've got children.
Yeah.
If it comes without you knowing, what do you do?
Yeah. I mean, how often did you go to the cinema in the 30s?
Oh, well, at least once a week. Yes, we used to go once a week. Yes, once a week. And I used to go Wednesday afternoon. You had your nights when you listened to things on the wireless, didn't you? To be quite honest, I didn't go that much. I know I went over Saturday.
No, I don't remember going to church.
It was Saturday morning I used to go to the cinema, but...
Well, perhaps it was because it was cheap, you see.
But it was only when I was older, you know, in my 20s, and which wouldn't be in the 30s then, you see, that you...
But do you remember now, the theatres, even in Harrow, like the Dominion and that, were so large, and during the interval of the films, they used to play an organ that came up from, you know, and he'd sit and play the organ. But apart from that, they used to have, sometimes... They used to have an orchestra there. Do you remember? You wouldn't remember, but you probably heard Geraldo. And, well, they were on, and they were marvellous, you know, lovely orchestra.
Also,
and
they used to have contests, didn't they? Talent contests.
Yes, I can't think of. But you've got that in between.
So there was a lot more going on than
And they involved you in things in the cinema.
Not just in and out, it was nice.
I'd heard that one or two of the cinemas had tea dances in them.
Oh, yes, is that right?
Oh, yes.
They used to be lovely, the tea dances. Lovely.
Which cinemas had that? Because I'd heard generally about it, but...
I can't remember the ones in London, I should think. I can't remember the Greenfoot one,
have you? I think there was one in Tottenham Court Road I used to go to, the tea dances.
No, I wouldn't know there.
I can't remember that. Now, isn't that strange? Yeah, I can remember tea dances.
Yes, I remember them. Which cinema had them, don't know.
Were there places that you could go dancing in Harrow itself?
Not to my knowledge, well, there wasn't. I mean, let's not face it, there wasn't many places now,
There was a dancing school in Station Road that's been there years, that dancing school.
I don't know that one. I used to go to dancing school, but that was near Uxbridge Road.
Was it sometimes? Near Hammersmith Palace. That's it, that's where I used to go to, a lot, the Hammersmith Palace. That was the main places to go then? Yes, it was, the Hammersmith Palace. And it had all the big orchestras there. Oh, wonderful. Yes.
Oh, you know, at Hammersmith Palace, it was lovely.
Because I was going to ask as well, I mean, did you do much courting in the cinemas? Because, I mean, you mentioned going with your husband.
Yes, they always went, wasn't it? I remember going the first day I ever had with my husband, we went to the cinema.
When you say do much courting, it all depends. You know, if you were looking for boyfriends, I mean, I went out with my husband when I was 16 and I was stuck.
I got married, you know, so, I suppose we did, didn't we? Yes, we got the vaccine. Was it somewhere you would go for a date with your husband?
Yes, definitely. Well, I mean, there wasn't that much to do in those days when you think about it, and yet there wasn't the. Well, there wasn't the trouble, was there? No.
That's right.
We used to go and sit in the ice cream parlour. We'd go in there and buy milkshake and one thing and another, and that would be the evening.
Well, you know, they talk about McDonald's now.
But
We used to go to Lyons Corner Houses, you know, and Lyons tea shops. They used to be where you used to meet people.
Yes, right.
Where's
this bar in Greenfield? You go in and. God, if you were really rich, you had a banana thing in a...
Banana spit.
Yeah.
Well, until these McDonald's came along and what have you, you know, with these... what do you call them? There wasn't anything.
No.
So, as Cathy said, all right, we used to go uptown to Lyons Corner House and places like that. All nicely done, wasn't it? Waitress served, and
yes.
You know, you felt on top
to
of the world. It's not just whipped quick and you know, thrown at you.
Yeah.
No, you really did.
So it was a real afternoon's entertainment.
Yes,
so
yes.
Was
yes.
It?
Yes.
And you had these nippies.
Yes. And they were dressed nice, you know, in their caps and white aprons.
And to us, that was absolutely the cat's whiskers to do anything like that. I mean, it's... It seems a shame. I think the whole trouble is, Val, today, that parents and grandparents say, we didn't have it, we'll give it to the children. Mm. We'll give them what we haven't had. Instead of, because I think now, I mean, thanks be to God, I know this is nothing to do with cinema, and I probably shouldn't be saying it, but thanks be to God, today, I don't have to know where my next penny is coming from, because I've got a regular pension coming in.
Mm.
But in those days, I'm glad that I was born and I never had it when I was young. So I know that the best part of is it must be worse to have had it and lose it than to have not had it and then, you know.
We were really hard.
I mean, I can remember paying 11p 3 farthings for a pair of stockings to go out to the cinema or a dance.
That's right.
On a Saturday night. And you'd wonder where it was coming from, wouldn't you?
Yes,
that's
right.
I mean. And if you dare leather it.
My mother out about 10 o'clock to buy the joints and they give it her nearly to get rid of it.
Would you mind, could I ask just a couple of questions about yourselves, just so that I get an idea of your own backgrounds. One thing I wanted to ask was how old you all were when you left school?
14.
16. Right.
Oh, Big Ed.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, Big Ed. She had the money.
Yes, she
had the money.
We didn't have the money. Mm-hmm.
And can I ask what your first jobs were?
Mine was a nursemaid.
Nursemaid.
Like a shorthand typist.
Civil servant.
Civil servant.
Post
office. How about you?
And I was a cashier in the Scotch House, Knightsbridge.
That's great. So was that why you went to the dance school in Knightsbridge? Was because
No, not really. How did I come to go there? I know I used to go there to meet a chap. Knightsbridge School of Dancing, that was very nice, but I can't remember which chap. It wasn't my husband. Must have been one in between sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have you all been married or are married?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that was all I really wanted to ask, as
yes.
I say, just to get a wee brief idea.
Yeah,
idea.
Where did you meet your husband?
Where did I meet him?
Just a girl.
I was with a girlfriend and we just went to a little Monday night club, really. It was a club.
And you're still going to it?
yes, which I was.
Then we go to the Harrop Blind Social Club on a Monday night. That's
right. And I went with this girlfriend, this was to a I think it was a conservative club, not that I'm politically minded, but I think it was. And a young man came up to me and we had a dance. And the next week he came with my husband then, another young man. And it turned out that the one said to my husband, oh, I've met two nice girls at the club. So of course my husband thought, well, he'd come and have a look too. So he came and had a look and a dance, and that was it.
Oh.
You know, yes, it was nice.
I met my husband at work. I just wondered whether they were losing bit one another at work. But you see, he and I used to play table tennis. Ever so not table tennis, we went everywhere to play table tennis together. When we were engaged, he used to come as well. We used to play table tennis in the club, in the
Lynn said the Conservative. My father used to be the secretary of the Labour Party or something, and my husband used to come, and it was
I
met him.
I think it's very much like that, what your family does. Funny enough, my husband came from Greenford. He wasn't living in Greenford then, he was living in Perivale. But he used to live within feet of where I lived.
Yeah.
Mm. I met him then. Wasn't until he moved to Perivale I met him.
And the other thing I was, you reminded me, I know you lived in Fulham and then in Harrow. Did you live in Harrow right through from 1934 then, or have you ever lived anywhere else?
I'd only been married for 18 months.
Yeah.
And my husband he worked on the railways,
yes.
You see. And they asked him, or sent him, to Derbyshire, supposedly for a week on a special job.
Yeah.
He actually helped a professor, somebody, to make the diesels when they started making the diesels.
Yeah.
Anyway, he went out there for a week, but that week went on for nearly 10 years.
Ah.
And I was living here, was living there, and I used to go up, you know, for weeks on end and stay with him in his lodgings. And then eventually we managed to get a house.
Yeah.
I didn't like it, but the simple reason was that, you see, he was at work almost 7 days a week, and I was plonked in a house, and I didn't know anybody around me. But eventually we managed to get back. Oh, I was grateful to get back to Harrow. And where did we come to? Oh, yes, we came back to Harrow, to Wembley at first.
Right.
Through the railway, they managed to get us a house. And then we pushed on then back to Harrow.
Was that the underground?
So you were dotting in and out of Harrow?
Yes, really. Harrow was my...
Was that the husband?
No, the London, Midland, Scottish, the big trains. The big trains, yes.
Can I ask the same question to everyone else? I mean, how about you, Catherine?
I've only been in Harrow since the 1950s.
Yeah.
And God knows, you'd need a screed, dear, as long as this water wants to know where I've lived.
Right.
Because I've lived all over London, I really have.
Well, I came to...
You know...
I didn't come to Harrow, I came to Greenford when I was first married.
Mm.
And that's when my father lost his sight, and we moved into Harrow then. I can't remember what the year was.
Ah, I see.
About 1950.
About 1950
Harrow,
as well.
Mm. You heard I was here, didn't you?
Yeah, that's why I said I didn't want to move.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's
all in Greenford.
Yeah.
Me, no. I went to school at Bricklayers Arms, Elephant Castle.
Oh, right.
What was it I went to? Oh, I don't know. Minor Road, that's right, the name of the school I used to go to.
How about yourself? When did you come here?
From Uxbridge, 1960. Mm. 25 years I've been in the shop this year.
Have you? Yes.
Yeah.
We had another shop before that, 3 or 4 years. We came from Greenford, but I've always lived in Greenford. My sister was born in the house, you know.
Yeah,
when we went to Oxford, my husband and I, my mother still stayed in Greenford. My mother died there.
I see.
If they died there.
Well, I mean, it's been very interesting for me to hear about your different
experiences. Yeah, it feels as if we've not been able to contribute.
Oh.
You know, it feels as if I don't feel as if I've done sufficient to help you in your project, you know.
Well, it's as
your memory goes.
We've got four people to see me.
That's
right. Yes. It's interesting.
It's amazing, yeah. You get a cross section, but you haven't. You've got more people with berries. That's the same now.
Yeah.
But it was like, you know, where my son lives in the same house now as it was my mother.
Yes.
When we went to 1934, Now I married in 36, but then it was only, it was all fields all around.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They used to take the dog over the cattle every night for a long.
Yeah.
Until the area gradually, they built more houses and built it up and built it up. Well, of course,
It's nothing like it was then. It's surprising everywhere. I mean, when we lived in Sheffield, you know, it was all fields, there was the forest, and now you go back, like everywhere you go back to, well, it's not the same. You do go off now to somewhere else to do a bit more. Yes, I'm away, way back into the centre of town just now. Oh, you do, yes.
Yeah. But it's, as I say, I've really appreciated you giving me some
nice. It might have been nice change too.
I do sometimes, yeah.
In my children, I did a big project for when she's got her degree as an interior designer.
Yeah.
And it was the year they also did a course and made them do architecture as well.
Ah, right.
And we went to did the booth. The first bridge in 100 years.
I see.
We spent a full night up there.